A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7, the Women's Round Table. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where today we saw the government rolling out a vaccine program where we saw VP Constantino Chiwenga being the first recipient of the Chinese Sinovac vaccine.
Yes, and I'm your host, Sintandekile Mhlanga, also here in Washington. And as you say that we saw the Vice President getting the first dose of the vaccine, you know, so as to send the right message out there, right, according to them, that people should get this vaccine. As we have seen, even in South Africa, the South African President, Cyril Ramaphosa, did the same. And we've seen here in the U.S., we saw President Joe Biden taking the jab, and so many people are following suit. Of course, some have made up their minds. It will be interesting throughout the show. We'll be hearing what people are saying about this vaccine. Are they excited? But of course, we're aware that the Minister of Health said it's on a voluntary basis, although they are encouraging people to get vaccinated. But even the healthcare workers, who are the priority list, they also have an option. If they want to opt out, no one is being forced to vaccinate. So we'll just watch and see how this vaccination program goes on in the country.
While we're on that issue, we actually have Ms. Savannah Madamombe, a Zimbabwean who's in New York, who's actually at a center where she's waiting to get her vaccine. Welcome to the program, Savannah.
Hi there, Marvelous. Thank you so much.
Can you tell us about what's happening there in New York right now?
Okay, so I am actually at a center where I'm getting my second shot, my second dose, which they call the booster shot. Mm-hmm. I got my Moderna vaccine. That's the one I got about on the 17th. So you have to wait at least about 4 weeks before you get the booster shot. So I'm now getting the booster shot.
Tell us about the experience. When you get there, do they ask you questions? What actually happens? Because we saw in Zimbabwe, when the Vice President Constantino Chiwenga went to get his, we saw them taking his high blood pressure or his blood and doing some other things. Is that what happens over there?
Not necessarily. That wasn't necessary. But what they do is that you have to do what we call a pre-screening. Mm-hmm. When you register. And you have to answer questions about your health. And there are certain indications that are there on the vaccine where if you have, let's say, things like that suppress your immune system, like HIV and AIDS, they don't give you the vaccine right there, but they say go see your doctor first and then come register when your doctor has recommended that. When you come to the center to be vaccinated, no, it's just your shot, and then you have to wait 15 to 20 minutes, depending on your health and depending on the questions that you answered. If there's nothing, you don't have pre-existing conditions, 15 minutes. If you have pre-existing conditions, about 30 minutes waiting while they observe you.
Mm-hmm. So we saw in Zimbabwe VP Constantino Chiwenga taking his first dose of the vaccine from China. What's your view as someone who's gone through this process yourself?
Okay, I think what I was actually, you know, I was doing a live. I'm so sorry, there are snow graders kind of.
It's okay, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I like what I was saying earlier on, for me, seeing the Minister of Health being vaccinated is a good thing for confidence with people. But my thought, it is a little too late. The campaign should have started a while back before they got the vaccine. They should have started on a campaign to get the buy-in of the people. They should have been very transparent about what vaccine they want to take and give people all the information beforehand so that when the vaccine comes into the country, people already have confidence in it. It's about trust. It's about confidence. I remember when the vaccine was being talked about in New York City before we got the vaccine. Giving up the things that we needed to know, the side effects, and the fact that this is a trial. Every country knows that the vaccines that are being rolled out, they're a trial. There's no vaccine that has been set aside that has complete, where they have complete knowledge of exactly what's happening, right?
Maybe tsombo taura neshona kuti tirikuona uri ikoko kuNew York zviri kufamba sei uri kuitei tirikuona pari zvino ngauri kutaura kuti wakamirira kuti ubaiwe nhomba uri kubaiwa nhomba ipi
ndiri kubaiwa nhomba chirwere chedenda chiriko izvinezvi checoronavirus kubaiwa rechipiri ndakabaiwa rekutanga ndakubaiwa rechipiri kuitira kuti rekutanga risimbe.
Mombotipawo maonero enyu pane zvataona chiitika kuZimbabwe nhasi kuti taona vachiwenga vachibayiwa iwo nhomba iri kubva kuChina varivo vekutanga. Zvinorevei izvi uyezve iwo semunhu akambobayiwawo nhomba iyi unoona zvichizobatsira here vamwe munyika kuti vakwanise kunge vachizotorawo nhomba iyi?
Zvakanaka chaizvo, asi dai vakatanga kuita izvi kare zveku kudza vanhu nezvevaccine racho kuti riri kuuya. Pane makampein anoitwa aya yatinoziva ekuti munofamba muchitaurira vanhu kuti kune chirwere chiriko, kune vaccine iri ratirikuda kuti titore, zvatinoda kuti muzive nezvevaccine iri ndezvakati nezvakati. Ende vanhu vangadai vane vasimba pakutrusta kwavo, pakuve nevimbiso yekuti aiwa zviri kuitika izvi zviri pachena. Asi kana zvinhu zvichizongonzi bhuu, tongotsairirwa semombe dziri kuendeswa kudhibha kunzi pindai mombe, vanhu vanotya. Ndozvinoita kuti vanhu vatye. Izvi zvavari kuita ita izvi kaizvi zvakanaka chaizvo, asi nekuti hazvina kuitwa pekutanga wakunzwa vanhu vakutaura mitauro yavakutaura kuti vabayiwa mvura vazodiva dii, nekuti hapana vimbiso, hativimbika, hativimbe nezviri kuitika. Zvingadai zvakatangwa kare secampaign.
Mombotitsanangura kuti ikoko kuNew York paunoenda sei zvamuri kuita izvi, pamakatanga kunobayiwa jekiseni rekutanga, zvii zvinodiwa kuti munhu aite? Tinoona kuti patanga tiri kuona vachiwenga vachisvika nhasi pane vambotorwa zvakawanda wanda. Zvinofamba sei purosesi yacho yekuti munhu azonzi abayiwe nhomba iyi, uyezve makatora nguva yakareba sei makamirira kuti muzobayiwa nhomba iyi?
Panhomba rekutanga pakatora nguva tichimirira tichingoudzwa kunzi kune vaccine iri kugadzirwa, tichipiwa information yekuti rapapi uyezve zvii zviri kuitwa kuti ritestwe, kuzosvikira pakazonzi aiwa ezvino kwakubayiwa vana chiremba chete nevanhu vana nado nemanesis nevamwe vakadaro daro vari pamusoro avo. Then isusu tinopinda nesi tiri mugrupu repamusoro riyeri rinochengeta varwere, handiti sezvinongoitwawo kunyika dzese kuti aiwa ezvino taa kuita vanhu vari pachi. Vanhu vari kutsvaira iyo snow. Saka zvabva ipapo taizoenda paonline kwawaienda onoisa information yako vachita inonzi screening iye unoisa information yako yeutano nezvese, kwaunogara, basa raunoita kuti vaone kuti uri eligible here kuti ubayiwe, kana uine zvimwe zveutano, une zvimwe zvauinazvo, kana kuti une zvimwe zvirwere vanotanga vakuti zvakaita seHIV and AIDS, vanokuti imbonoona chiremba wako. Kana chiremba wako ati muviri wako wakasimba, unouya uchidi uchibayiwa. Asi kana tasvika pano pasenda pekuti tinobayiwa pachona, hapana chaunovhunzwa, because zvinhu zvese zvakaitwa tisati tadi tasvika pano, unongosvika womira mukiyu mako wobayiwa. Last time patakatanga kubayiwa pekutanga zvaive zvisina kurongeka zvakanaka, takamira 3.5 hours tichimirira kuti tibayiwe panze. Nhasi zvakatirongeke, takangomirira kuti pavhurwe. Pane vanhu vashoma chaivo chaivo vari kungofamba nemaappointment, kana uine appointment yako uri kumva wabayiwa, because appointment yacho inoitwa online.
Aiwa, mombobata makadaro, tichadzoka zvakare kwamuri timbotorawo vamwe vari panapa, nekuti achida kuti mumbotitsanangura tichiona isu zvatiri kuona zvichiitika kuZimbabwe kuti imi munozviona sei. Musati maenda zvenyu, pane here zvamungati madzidza ikoko kuNew York zvingadzidzwe une Zimbabwe panyaya yenhomba iyo yeCOVID-19?
Inini zvandinongoti zvandadzidza kuno ndezvekuti pakave nekubudirana pachena pakati pehurumende nevanhu muchitaura chokwadi kuti isusu zvinhu zvakamira zvakadai zvindo zvatoda kuita izvi moudza vanhu. Kukadzika kwevanhu kunoita kushoma, zvinoita kuti vanhu vave nechivimbiso kuti zvatiri kuitirwa zvakanaka, vanouya vega vachipinda vachibayiwa.
Aiwa, thank you so much, Savannah. So I'm going to come, you know, let you rest for a little bit and then let Star talk to her guest who's already here with us. Star, you can go ahead.
Yabo ke siyabonga marvelous ke lapho ke besilo nkosazana ke Savannah Matamombe yena ke usedolobheni le New York khona pha eMelika besixoxela nje ngokuthi laye uhlabile ijekiseni le ye COVID-19 eyokwenqabela leli gcikwane khona le eNew York nje besitshela ukuthi hayi nabo baqala bebheka okunye okuthile ukuthi umuntu umzimba wakhe ufanele yini ukuhlatshwa njengalokho esikubona kusenzakala eZimbabwe namhlanje kujova umsekeli kamongameli umnomzana ke Constantino Chiwenga ukuthi athathe leli ijekiseni elilomuthi wokwenqabela ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19. Yebo ke sesilomhlonitshwa wethu owesibili lapha unkosazana ke Judith Isabel Dlamini, siyathaba ukuba la.
Alam nyabo.
Yebo ke njengoba uzwile ukuthi lapha singangeni kwezinye ke ihlelo ke lisiqhubayo khona ngapho kwele Bhilithani, besikhuluma lapha ke ngokuthi ele Zimbabwe seliqalisile ukuhlaba abantu ijekiseni ye-COVID-19, sithemba khona ngapho bekuvele kusenzakala. Siyasizwa abantu bele mbono ehlukeleyo ngejekiseni le. Lina ke njengabezinkonzo siyakhumbula ukuthi leli ilungelo loluntu njalo umkhokheli kwezinye izinkonzo khona ngapho ungasithi liyakhuthaza yini abantu ukuthi behlabele ijekiseni kumbe lithi hayi umkhuleko uyasebenza kuyini elikubonayo khona ngapho?
Athina siyakhuthaza ukuthi abantu behlabe ijekiseni le. Ngiyazi ukuthi akhona amanye amabandla especially ekhaya engizwa kuthiwa eZimbabwe ukuthi babehamba besithi ebantwini bengahlatshwa amainjekishini ngoba amakhiwa afuna ukubabulala. Thina siyakhuthaza ukuthi abantu behambe behlatshwa injection ngoba kuyafana nalokuthi nxa singabantwana sibancane sizalwa besihlatshe ipolio ukuthi sihlatshele ipolio. Thina esilapha eBrithani abakhona abantu asebeluphele abalokhu besazi ngokuthi isikhathi ivaccine yepolio ingakezi abantwana abaningi babelimala ngoba kwakungela vaccine. So i-vaccine iyafana nalayina le vaccine ekhona.
Yebo ke kuyezwakala kodwa siyabona ukuthi uhlelo lokuhlaba ijekiseni khona ngapho kudala lwaqalisa eZimbabwe siqalise kathesi kumbe sesiphozile yini njengalokhu ade kuthiwa ngomonye obelapha unkosazana Savannah Matamo kumbe hayi kungcono ukuthi sesiqalisile abathi ngesingisi better late than never. Khona ngakho ke liyababona abantu abaningi besithi bayahamba ukuyahlatshwa besithi hayi labo bayakwamukela kumbe labo liyabezwa abanye besithi abaluthembi lolu hlelo.
Njengathi athinka thina abansundu yithi esilenkinga ukuthi sihlatshwe umuntu wonke abaningi abensundu babe besala ukuhlatshwa injection lakhonapha eBritain uzobethi abelungu bafuna ukubabulala nge-injection but abelungu labo bayahlatshwa injection nale. So wonke umuntu kunzima babe besala ukuthi behlatshwe injection uzokuthiwa baza sibulala. But i-paracetamol umbani okwazi ukuthi phakathi kwe-paracetamol bafakana. So i-vaccine kuyafanana bakhona abantu abayalayo but siyabakhuthaza abantu njengangapha inhlanganiso ukuthi sikhuthaze wonke umuntu ukuthi bakithi sivikeleni ngoba sibonile abanye bethu basishiyile sishiye ngabantu abaningi kulele leBrithani abavele eZimbabwe. So siyakhuthaza abantu ukuthi benjani behambe beyohlatshwa injection.
Yebo ke Ms. Judith Isabel Dlamini, if you can put that in English, that what do you say about these vaccines as a pastor? Do you encourage people as a pastor and activist, should you encourage people to go ahead and have these injections, or you have other views, as we have heard from various churches?
Definitely, we do agree for people to go and get the vaccine. We know that God can heal people in a different way. I know that some people sometimes they think that only prayer, but God used doctors to heal people. So we encourage people to go and get vaccine. And then for us here in the UK, where we've got older people, that when they started, when the polio came before, they remember when that vaccine came. And then some of the children that they, you know, they lost their ability to walk because there was no vaccine. So in the same manner, we encourage people to go to take the vaccine. It's been a challenge because most of the people think that white people are trying to kill them. But then it's like, especially I can't understand, especially back home when people say white people are trying to kill them with the vaccine, why at least when they give them some food aid, they take it, or like other, no one knows what's in the paracetamol. So we need to take things. And then I think this is not about politics, it's about saving lives.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. Thank you very much. If I can ask Ms. Madamombe, would you be at liberty to share with us which vaccine you chose to take? And if you saw or you heard or you were told beforehand about the advantages and disadvantages of each vaccine, how did you make your choice?
Okay, so thank you so much for that question. I think it's a very important question. Here is what happened. There is not really a choice in as what vaccine you are going to have. But what made me choose this, and there was a way that I did to choose this vaccine, because each center, you know which vaccine they are giving. So I made sure that when I'm making my appointment, I took an appointment at a place where they are giving us the Moderna vaccine. And this is, again, we go back to what I was saying, that before the vaccines were rolled out, there was all the information we wanted about all the vaccines that are being rolled out in the U.S. The governor was coming out every day to give us information on what is happening on the virus, on the vaccine. We were given all the information to the side effects that they know, of course, and the potential bad ones, right? So I was very comfortable with both of them, but why I chose the Moderna, it was simply because I wanted to try a vaccine that I thought had a much more better chance to be used in Zimbabwe. Reason being, the way it is stored in a you can store it in a regular fridge, unlike the Pfizer one, which needs very, very, very cold space to be stored. So for me, that's out for Zimbabwe or for Africa because of, you know, many reasons.
Maybe mukambotaura neshona kuti sei makawanikwa muchitora nhomba iyi yamakatora uyezve pari zvino muri kunzwa sei?
Inini kuti ndigume kutora nhomba iyi, zvakatangira pakuti chekutanga takapiwa nharondo yezvemavhaksini aya yese kana tsanangudzo yekuti chimavhaksini aya ari kugadzirwa kwakati. Pari zvino taapakati taifambirana nekugadzirwa kwevhaksini, taifambirana nekutestwa, taifambirana nezvaive zviri kuitika tichiziva kuti izvi ndo patarapa. Chechipiri, mavhaksini agara ariko. Kune mavhaksini eflu, kune mavhaksini ezvakawanda, ende inini handitori mumwe wevamwe asingabayiwe mavhaksini eflu because ndinoona kuti zviri nani kuti ndizvichengetedze nedzimwe nzira. Nanditi asi iri denda iri riri kuuraya, it's a pandemic. Saka ndakaona kuti ukanzwa zvaakunzi chingati munhu wese ngaachitora vaccine, zvinofanira zviri zvichinge zvine zvazvinoreva. Pamusoro peizvozvo, inini ndakazotarisa ndikaona kuti hongu vaccine iri nyowa, hongu kune zvimibvunzo zvakawanda, asi kuti vanhu vaone tsanangudzo yemibvunzo yatinazvo. Vamwe vanotofanira kuritora. Kune vamwe vanofanira kuritora. Hongu hapasati pane information kana asi kune vamwe vanofanira kutoritora kuti information iwanikwe. Saka tese tikaramba. Zvichafamba sani, tongofaka zvedu semapete. Saka pari zvino inini yave choice yangu kuti ndinoda kuve vamwe vevanhu vachatora pekutanga.
Aha.
Panangudzo. Vanodavo vanotya ngavambomira nekuti vanhu havasi kumanikidza.
Uh-huh. Please hold on. What about in the UK? You mentioned that you are a pastor. What kind of teachings are you giving, especially people I know, you know, they've referred to the Bible. Some have said, you know, there are so many conspiracy theories out there about this vaccine. How are you allaying those fears?
No, just you know, we do believe that God uses people to heal. Like now, when people pay tithes and offering, they don't just get it from the air. God uses people to bless the pastors. So in the same manner, God is using those doctors and the people that they did science. It's not that they are demon possessed. They are created in God's image, and then that's their calling. If doctor has a calling as a pastor. So my calling is to minister to the soul, but for them is to minister to the body. So we need to respect them and then believe in them because that's their job.
Yebo ke kuyezwa la. Mhm. Yebo ungasichazela ukuthi lapho ke nxa lina kungani likholelwa ukuthi ngempela kuhle ukuthi abantu behlabe ijengiseni le. Njalo siyabona umpikitsha wakho khala sengimude kulawe. Yenze ngani usaphezulu silingane.
Sorry.
Yelo kusondela kasandeni sokuxele esami. Ye.
Ngiraito.
Ye, hayi sesibonana kuhleke kathesi. Yengani mina phela sengimude wena sofitshane kodwa hayi. Kuyezwakala oqakathekileyo ngamazwi ethu.
Ye, ye.
Besithi ke imfundiso ke leyi. Kumbe vela igcilanga kakhulu kunengine elikukhulumayo nge-vaccine leyi kumbe hayi asiyo ndaba nje egodweni kumbe nxa selisezinkonzweni liyatsho ebantwini ukuthi hayi kuhle lihlabe ngenxa yalokho nalokho kumbe ungathi le hayi asiyo ndaba ebhahileyo kakhathesi.
Hayi siyakhuthaza abantu ukuthi behlatshwe ngoba abanye abantu bayesaba njalo akhona ama-church atshela abantu ukuthi bengahlatshwa i-injection ngoba bengahlatshwa bazabe sebelophawu lukasathane. So siyabakhuthaza ukuthi behambe behlatshwa ngoba asondabe esingayiyekela ngoba ikhona lapha abanye abantu bakhona abanye ababe betshela abantu bebatshelele okwabo ababe kubona but kuyabe kungasilo qiniso ngoba babengakwazi ukuthi balithethe ngampilwanela iqiniso. Ukuthi umtenga engahlatshwa selo phawu lukasathane wabantu bazakufa womakhiwa afuna ukubabulala.
Kodwa lona-ke igcikwane lenalelo le-coronavirus sokunjani khona ngapha eBrithani kwaye kwathi kuqalisa laphana kwakule mbiko eyayijayele ukuba mnengi nje lapha kwenkundleni zokuxhumana ezebulenjini esingathi ngama-social media wawusiza ukuthi hhayi ubani lobani ikakhulu abasebenza kwezempilakahle. Ubani useshonile, ubani uselegciwane lelo segula, sokungani kuthule kathesi. Kungabe kuyukuthi kungabe kusenzakala abantu bezithulele kumbe kathesi abantu sebevikelekile. Liyalokhe liyemukela yini imbiko le?
Ye, hayi le like inyaka kaFebruwari le abantu baphelile. Ukuthi azingise abantu sebekujayele baphela abantu.
Wokuthi ukuthi laphana abantu kwakusabethusa kutshona kugcwele kubo Facebook.
Ye, kwakusabethusa sebekwejayele kathesi. And then njalo kathesi kwakulokwesaba. Kathesi bakhona abantu abagulileyo sibili abanye basila. Sikhuthi wonke umuntu iyambulala. But laba babe bele minye imikhuhlane sithi umuntu olofuba kakwanisa ukukhwehlela kuhlela. Minye imikhuhlane ibathatha lula. But abaningi abantu embazi abayigulileyo basiba.
Okay. Yeah.
So kathesi akusekho ukwesaba yikho kwakukhona ekuqaleni kathesi akusekho ukwesaba.
futhi kwenzakala ke lakhona ngale ke neZimbabwe kuyafanana lanxa nje abanye igcikwane lelokhu limemetheka siyabona ukuthi bakhona abasilayo ngempela konke kube kuhle kube njani ngakho ke asikuthi ke wonke umuntu uthi hayi mina ke lapha ngile nkinga yokuthi njengoba khathe sisikhuluma ukuthi eZimbabwe kulama cases ayi 35,400 total kodwa uzafica ukuthi baningi abasilileyo ke akuthiwa ngama-recovered asikho ukuthi wonke umuntu lokho ekuyiyona leyo nombolo njalo kuyathabisa ukuthi siyabona ukuthi iningi labantu liyasila ngempela yikho ke lathi lapho esifisela ukuthi kuyaqhubeka ukusenzakala yes but you are right to say that maybe people took this before there was enough adequate knowledge about this virus. People were not sure exactly what was going on. That's why we, the media, the social media was awash with these reports of so-and-so has died, so-and-so who works in the healthcare sector has died. But now it's quite as if no one is dying. But as you are saying, of course, yes, it's happening in the background. Only people are no longer taking it like they used to in the first time. Just like in Zimbabwe, we see the similar cases. Over to you, Ma.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa hapo tanga tirikunzwa zvirikutaurwa izvo nevanyarikani vedu ipopano vachitaurawo mamiriro akaita zvinhu kuBritain kwavari tichinzwa zvakare kubva kuna Stanga ari kutaurawo asi pari zvino tina muzvare Savannah Madamombe vari muno muAmerica kuNew York. Saka muzvare mati imimi makawanikwa muchiperega entity mumwe wokutanga kunyangwe musati manyatsoziva zvakare kuti muJackson mune tinoona vamwe vari kutaura zvakawanda wanda pasocial media hazvina kumbokutyisa here izvi?
Isusu sekuziya kwedu ka social media ine nyaya dzakawanda dzechokwadi nedzekunyepa. Saka zviri kumunhu nemunhu kuti atsvage zvinhu zvechokwadi pane zvenhema. Nzvimbo dzinowanikwa zvinhu zvechokwadi dziriko. Kune organizations akaita sana WHO andizendo kwanisa kutaura kudare here
aiwa munobvumidzwa
se ma official organizations akaita sana WHO anokupa information yakakwana izere yavanenge vainayo ipapo nekuti ndivo vakamirira kuti vakamirira nyika dzese kana pauya nezveutano handiti zvapera izvozvo kune nyika nenyika ine ma official atinoti nzvimbo dzamunokwanisa kuwana information saka zviri kwauri kuti uende kwese unotora information watora information iyeye woipepeta zvizere nekuziya kwako kana kuine vamwe vaunogona kunovhunza vana chiremba vana mazvikokota wovhunza wopiwa information yakakwana woita tsanangudzo yako woita choice yako uine umbo neinformation yakakwana ndo zvaunokwanisa chete kuita
saka pari zvino masara nenguva yakareba sei kuti muchoenda kunobayiwa nhomba yenyu
appointment yangu ndeya 12:30 asi ndauya ndakurumbidza kuuya nekuti last time zvakanga zvisina kurongeka but nhasi ndichitarisa mafambiro azviri kuita hapanongori nevanhu makumi maviri chete pamberi pangu ende ndinoziva kuti zvinofamba zvekuti vakangotanga kuvhura vasati vavhura izvozvo vati vachavhura na11:30
mombotitsanangurira kuti pamakabayiwa nhomba iyi yekutanga makanzwa sei panhomba iyi muchibayiwa uyezve hamuna kuita maside effects here zvakafamba sei
pandakabayiwa pekutanga ndakanga ndaudzwa kuti unogona kuita maside effects akaita sekutemwa nemusoro kupisa muviri kuneta nekurukutika asi inini pandakabayiwa handina kunzwa izvozvo asi pane chinhu chimwe chete chakaitika chandisina kuziva kuti ivaccine here kana kuti kumira kwandakanga ndaita 3.5 hours gumbo rangu rakazvimba saka ndichatarisa pandichaitwa nhasi kuti ndiona kuti zvinoitika futi saizvozvo here because gumbo iri raisimbozvimbawo zvaro saka handizive kuti ndezvevaccine here kana tikuita asi ndakaenda kunotatswana nachiremba vakati aiwa hapana chakaita so nhasi ndanga ndichitarisawo ndichiteera vamwe vakabayiwa ini ndisandabayiwa vese vari kuti pavakabayiwa rekutanga vakanga vasina havana maside effects avakaita asipa vakabaiwa rechipiri vakapiswa vakaita kupisa muviri zvikuru vamwe vakatemwa nemusoro zvima side effects zvese zvakaitaurwa zvino saka ini ndichiuya pano nhasi ndichibayiwa nditori netariro yekuti ndinogona kuita saizvozvo o ndinogona kusaitaita izvozvo asi ndinoziva kuti zvinoita kwezuva rimwe chete nezuva rechipiri zvotopera
pane vamwe vanobvunza zvakare kuti kosei muchiri kupfeka mask imi makabayiwa nhomba kudhara zvinofamba sei
ndiyo information yatiri kupiwa yese iyoyo yekuti inini hongu ndinogona kunge ndane muviri wadziirirwa zvakakwana asi ndinogona kuribata handitika rinogona kusandirwa risasereki asi ini ndinogona kuripa kune mumwe munhu asina kubayiwa ndinogona kuripa kune mumwe munhu anogona kurwara saka maski inoramba ichipfekwa kuti mudziirire kutapurirana kutapurirana kuite kushoma kufamba kwawo hazvirevi kuti ini handichariwana ndinoriwana asi ndichinge ndariwana vari kuti 95% chance ndeyekuti hari ndirwarise semarwariro andanga ndichizoita ndisina kubayiwa o ndinogona kurwara asi kutapurira mumwe ndinogona kutapurira mumwe
Maybe let's bring the others up and then we can take a look at, you know, we know that Governor Cuomo there in New York was all, we always saw him on television briefing time and time again about the situation in New York. And, you know, New York was very hard hit at one stage. You were the hotspot of the United States. What do you think Zimbabwe can learn from? We've seen, you know, cases have slightly reduced in Zimbabwe. But, you know, people are still, you know, wondering what the situation is like. What can they learn from what you guys saw in New York?
So let me start with what the government can do. It's about transparency. It's about gaining the trust of the people, giving people enough information so that they can buy into whatever you're doing. Then the rollout will be much easier. And now let me also talk about what people can do, which is what happened when you saw Governor Cuomo giving us briefings every day. We began to trust him. We began to understand that what is happening to us, they care. Now, when it comes to us, the citizens, what is our responsibility? Each person has a responsibility to do the right thing. It's bottom line based on us. If we wait for the government, or for the officials, then we perish. You must get the information, the correct information from the correct sources, pass it on to the next person as correct as possible, and we all must behave like a community. We cannot stop this if it's all individual. It must be the whole community doing the same thing, which is what we as New Yorkers, if I were to show you right now, people standing in the line, everybody has a mask, everybody is socially distancing without anyone telling them to do so.
And also where you are there, was that a place specifically built for the COVID-19 campaign or what is it?
No, it's actually a school that has been shut down and it's being used just for vaccinating people. It's a community center.
Thank you very much, Esther.
New York yebo ke sesibuya kuwe ke mahlamini ungasitshela ukuthi now that compare to Zimbabwe in the United Kingdom how do you think the government is handling the COVID-19 issue there we are looking at all the programs vaccinations are the people complaining or the administration of the vaccines is ongoing smoothly? What about the programs that are given to people who are incapacitated by this COVID-19? How are the programs there in the United Kingdom?
Here everything is under control, I think. For instance, because they just put like from 80 to 100 people that they get the vaccine, and then the council come here and test people door to door if people want to be tested, and then now lockdown is one of the things that has helped us to spread the COVID, So I think everything is under control now.
Yes, and what can you say about Zimbabwe? We are seeing that people, they say they have they are under a lot of hardship. As we speak, there is a water shortage, although they are trying, of course, if I can give the example of Nawayo, the local authority is trying to rectify the problem. Now it has increased the number of days people can have water per week. We're looking at it's now 4 days per week, but the other days you don't have the water. You have to store it separately. There's a water shortage. If you are to go to town, people crowd in those Zupco buses. So the health experts say that is also another way to spread the virus. And some people have been, especially the informal sector, has been impacted because now people can't sell their wares, they can't do this, you know, there are no jobs. What can you say about that scenario? And how are you as churches coming in and as activists to help the people?
I really honor and respect people back home, because sometimes here we complain and say life is hard. But for them, for me, because I talk to them, not only that they have water every 4 days, they have water once a week. And then I know that Pumula hasn't had the water since last year. So it's really hard. It's really difficult for them. And then the thing that I can understand now that it's raining and people still don't have water. I can say Zimbabweans are my heroes because they can survive. I don't think I can do that, because even thinking about doing the hand wash, it's really, I know that I used to do hand wash, but I don't think I can do it now. And then, like, for instance, I still wonder if someone started to have diarrhea, you know, it's easier for them to catch disease without the COVID. So, but we are so grateful that the numbers are still low, but it's really hard. And then for them, here we've got privilege that the government provide food, you know, like there is the programs where they give people food, people go, even if somebody has COVID, the government or people go in and give that, council will do that, go and give the food for people who can't go outside. So it's much easier. Even if I had COVID now, just order my food online, or the community will come and give me food, the government will give me food. But people in Zimbabwe, really, I honor and respect them. I try by all means to help what I can help, but, you know, sometimes it's like trying to pour water with a teaspoon into the ocean.
Yeah, you're right, because most problems here can be solved. For example, even here in the U.S., there's now the issue of the winter storm in Texas. People, millions and millions have been without power now, and some are saying even the water is drying out. But you can see that is something that will be maybe remedied. It's not because there's no money, because there's not that and that. It's a natural disaster that has to be dealt with. And even the weather now, it's snowing today. You hear Miss Matamombe saying that there are craters making noise at the back. The snow is being, yes, people can just, you know, never get by. It's not like someone won't be able to go somewhere today just because they have a way of fixing this. But in Zimbabwe, it's hard. You can order your food online, maybe because you're still working and receiving your pay. But in Zimbabwe, you have to go out and sell your produce in order to get that. And coming back to you, you used to have, the last time you were here, you said you have other programs whereby you counsel families. Yeah, because especially under this lockdown, you see that some end up getting into, you know, cases of domestic violence, you know, conflicts. Do you still get those, or now things are getting better and people are getting along?
I think like now here people are so used, because now we're coming into a year of lockdown. Things are better than it was before. You know, you still hear those, but it's not as bad as it was last year. Yeah, people are so used to staying home now. People are so used to living with each other. Because before, sometimes the husband, you go and work and they just meet over the weekend. But if you are there and the kids are there, so it was chaos in the beginning. But then, like, now things are okay. We are so used to this because Britain is one of the places where the COVID is really high. We are a small island, but if you can see how many people have died so far, comparing to Zimbabwe, I'm happy that they don't have high numbers, and I pray that God will protect them, that they won't have high numbers, because it will be easier to spread it, because the place one is, there's no places for them to go, and no food, no clean water. It makes things worse.
Yes, before we go to Mark, would you say some of your counseling sessions really worked?
Oh yes. Some at this time, people just want to know that someone is there. Sometimes it's just like when someone thinking, oh, yeah, someone just, sometimes people want to know that someone is there to encourage them, because this life needs somebody to encourage you. Even people who has everything, we've got money, even people in Britain have got everything. You can order your food, but if you are stressed, man, in the lockdown, it's difficult. So we need each other. Human beings need each other. In Zimbabwe, they've got poverty, but here sometimes you've got poverty mentality, because being on your own as well and just stuck in, and you know, here we've got the problem of how to relate as well. Mm-hmm. So each and every nation have got their own problems.
Okay, we'll come back to you. Which is Australia again? It's in the middle of the second quarter. What does the Palagi see you, Marvelous?
Coming back to you, Savannah. I see that you seem to be moving in the line there. What's the status now?
Okay, so there's more people now. It's getting crowded. And as we are getting closer to the opening in a few minutes, there's a two-hour delay. There's been a two-hour delay. But it looks like we are getting there now. But, it's getting more crowded. I don't know if you can see.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you know, we are walking, we're going in now, the line is moving, and it shouldn't take a long time. Mm-hmm. But I gotta go because I need this phone for.
Okay. Maybe if you can say the last word in relation to Zimbabwe and what you're seeing there in New York.
I'm sorry, what was your question?
If you can just comment on your last word on the situation in Zimbabwe right now. They've got this COVID-19 vaccine that arrived this week, and we saw the VP taking it. But what's the way forward as you see it from what you have seen happening in New York?
For me, the way forward is that, as they are saying, 80% needs to get vaccinated for it to be effective. So we still have a long way to go. Before that, people need to observe as much as they can, and I know it's not easy for most people back home, because they do need assistance in terms of, for me to be able to stay at home, I know that I have food, mm-hmm. I know that I have assistance from the government, which is not happening in Zimbabwe. So, you know, we just gotta stay strong as a community and help each other.
Okay, Wongo Torane Shona, your last word.
Ndinoti inini kune vanhu vari kumba zvakuda kuti tichingobatana sevanhu secommunity tobatana toita zvinhu pamwe chete nekuti hazvishande kana ndiri ini ndega ndiri kuita zvinhu zvinonetsa vari kunze vakaomerwa vari kumukati vakaomerwa asi tinovimba kuti tikaramba tichibatana sezvatinongoita mazuva ese tichiona pamwe chete zvinhu zvinoita nani kusvika denda iri ratisiduruke.
Aiwa, tinotenda Savannah Madamombe, muve nezuva rakanaka.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna muzvare Savannah Madamombe vari kuNew York, uko pari zvino vanga vari kuwanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yavo yechipiri yeCOVID-19. Saka vanga vari kutaura ivo maonero avo zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino vachitarisawo zvanga zviri kuitika kuNew York ikoko pamusoro penyaya iyoyi yedenda reCOVID-19. Asi regai timboona zvanga zviri kuitika kuTanzania uko pari zvino tiri kuona kuti kuTanzania vamwe vacho havasi kunyatsobuda pachena, hurumende yeko haisi kubuda pachena panyaya yedenda iroro reCOVID-19. Regai tinzwe kuti kwakamira sei.
Nasa Kiwanga visits the grave of his daughter Tuli, who died earlier this month. Tuli died in a hospital in Dodoma, Tanzania's capital, 1 week after falling sick. Doctors told her family she died of pneumonia. but Kiwanga believes his daughter died of
COVID-19.
What sent my daughter to the hospital was that she started having breathing difficulties when at home. After that, she was sent to the hospital on Saturday morning. She lived for only 2 days with oxygen support. When the oxygen finished at the hospital, the life of my daughter ended there.
According to a doctor who asked not to be identified, Kiwanga is correct. His daughter died of COVID-19. Since the start of COVID-19 pandemic a year ago, Tanzania's government has refused to admit the presence of the coronavirus in the country. Instead, the Tanzania's president has portrayed the pandemic as an economic opportunity.
This is our time as Tanzanians, as there is no COVID-19. We should use this opportunity to grow many crops so that for countries that will experience famine, we will set the prices of our products and sell to them.
The government has not released any figures on coronavirus cases or deaths, making it impossible to gauge the true extent of the virus in Tanzania. But a few weeks ago, the U.S. Embassy in Tanzania warned that COVID-19 cases have risen considerably in the country since January. Meanwhile, Tanzanian opposition politicians such as James Mbatia are criticizing the government's position on COVID-19.
I am one of the victims in my clan and our family. We had many deaths because of this problem. All of the symptoms are indicative of coronavirus. Others, we requested testing, and they came out positive for coronavirus. So who are we deceiving? Why are we deceiving ourselves?
Tanzania's health ministry has touted the use of traditional medicine in the fight against COVID-19 and other diseases. The ministry also backs the president's recent dismissal of COVID-19 vaccines.
For now, the government has no plans to receive the COVID vaccine being distributed in other countries. It should be known that the government, through the Ministry of Health, has its procedures to follow when you receive any health product. And this is done when the government is satisfied with the product.
Meanwhile, Nasa Kiwanga and his family are collecting his daughter's belongings as they prepare to leave Dodoma for his home in the southern highlands of Tanzania. Kiwanga says he worries about those who might suffer the same fate as his daughter, victims of COVID-19 that no one is allowed to admit. Charles Kombe, for VOA News, Dodoma, Tanzania.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa zviri kuitika ku Tanzania uko hurumende yeko. Iri kutaura iyo kuti denda iri COVID-19 havasi kuzowanikwa ivo vachitora yatingati yanhomba yekuti vanhu vabatsirikane. Saka patanga tiri kuona mutori wedu wenhau achitaura pamusoro penyaya iyoyi vachitaura ivo zviri kuitika pari zvino muTanzania. So there we were seeing a report coming in from one of our reporters in Tanzania where they are saying that, you know, COVID-19 does not exist. The government there is saying they are not even looking at importing those vaccines. So that was a report that was done there by one of our reporters in Tanzania. And also to remind people of the figures coming in from the Minister of Health, once again, right now in Zimbabwe, we have 35,423 positive cases since the COVID-19 pandemic started. And we also have 1,418 deaths. Over to you, Star.
Yes, and it's interesting, Mark, that out of those figures, the good news is that 31,615 have recovered. And daily we see the numbers, you know, growing. And as well, talking here in the U.S. with 27.8 million cases and 490,000 more than those deaths. But we see that there are vaccines. The U.S. seems to have its own problems too, but not so much problems, because you see that they will be complaining about the distribution of the vaccines. They are, but they think it's not enough. For example, we have 72.4 million vaccines that have been distributed, but the one that have been administered are only 56.2 million. But I'm sure if you are in Zimbabwe, you'll say those are nice life problems, in quotes, because in Zimbabwe, you're still waiting to get vaccinated. And today, you know that not everyone has been vaccinated. And other provinces By this morning, they still have not received those vaccines. So we don't know when exactly everyone is going to get vaccinated. And earlier on, I did speak to Dr. Ruth Labote of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee. I'm not sure, I thought we'd use the audio, but I'm not sure if it will come out clearly.
Maybe what we can do, let's listen to the new appointment that was done at the World Trade Organization while you fix the audio. Then we'll come back to you after this video.
I don't think we'll be able to, but just in short, that she's saying people should trust that vaccine. That vaccine, you know, it's WHO certified and it's Zimbabwe Medicines Control certified, which is a revered body. And the government says it's also, you know, ticking all its boxes. It's trained the trainers who'll be administering these vaccines, and they are saying everything is on course. So although some are, you know, discrediting the way the government is doing stuff, but the government says it's got everything under control. Yes, I see there we've got Ms. Ngozi. You can go ahead.
Yes, I just thought that, you know, we can bring it up because, you know, this is one of the big appointments that has been done. Where we're seeing women actually, you know, breaking the glass ceiling. We are seeing, you know, under this new administration of Joe Biden, of the Democrats, we've seen a lot of changes in some of the appointments. So let's take a listen to what she says about her position.
Yes, there were appointments.
I'm very proud to be the first African. I'm proud to be the first woman.
Newly appointed World Trade Organization Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala says while she's humbled and proud of her history-making role, it's important to have the competence to deliver results.
I'm focusing on delivery. I'm focusing on getting results. And I want to make sure that people remember my continent producing the first leader of the WTO that made a difference.
And this is not the first time the 66-year-old has made history. She was the first woman to serve as finance minister for several years and also the first female foreign minister in Nigeria. She also spent 25 years at the World Bank before returning to her country in 2003. On Twitter, an outpouring of support from bank officials celebrated her appointment. Okonjo-Iweala says trade is about people and lifting those who have been marginalized, such as women and owners of small and medium-sized businesses, into the mainstream. Fellow Nigerian Nkoyo Toyo, a former member of parliament and former ambassador to Ethiopia and the African Union, has worked with Okonjo-Iweala and says she is a trailblazer.
Ngozi is someone who is a great innovator. Ngozi is more about what can I do differently and what change can I bring to a very difficult situation.
Toyo says she will bring a fresh perspective to issues such as international trade talks in the face of persistent U.S.-China conflict.
I think the unique position Ngozi finds herself in is trying to ask the question, what about the rest of the world? And that gives her the space.
She will have to quickly address the devastating impact of the coronavirus pandemic, where she says the WTO can do a lot.
So a very top priority for me would be to make sure that we come to some solutions as to how the WTO can help make vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics accessible in an equitable and affordable fashion to all countries, particularly to poor countries, because right now we are lacking equitable access.
The appointment, which takes effect March 1st, came after U.S. President Joe Biden endorsed her candidacy, which had been blocked by former President Donald Trump. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Aiwa apo trukona zviri kuitika imo muno mu America umo trukona mudzimai wekutanga kubata basa iro rire pamusoro kusangano reWTO vawanikwa ivo vachipiwa mukana wekuti vatange basa iri mwedzi unouya. Tanga tiri kunzwa apo vachitaura ivo kuti vachange vachiona kuti nyaya yeCOVID-19 vawanikwa ivo vachiwanikwa vachishanda navana mazvikokota kuti zvigadziriswe nyanya panyaya yedenda reCOVID-19. So I was just recapping there what we had being said by this first female to actually head the WTO.
Yes, very interesting. Again, I promise. One again, West Fasana, Okokala, Okoti, aphathe isikhundla esimqoka kwinhlanganiso ebona ngokuthengiselana wamazwe omhlaba e-World Trade Organization. Unkosikazi-ke udokotela Ngozi Okonjo kwake kwala-ke ukuthi isikhundla lesi asiphathe ngoba ele United States lisakhokhelwa umnumzana Donald Trump lake lathi hayi alivumanga ukuthi yena angene, kodwa hayi siyambona ukuthi usenelisile ukuthi azangene. Njalo kuningi okukhanya wakwenza khona ngale kubo World Bank nokuthi aphathe izikhundla zamphathe intambo khona le kwele Nigeria. Okuqakathekileyo silo kwabesifazana, siyabona abesifazana baphakama njengoba sibona-ke unkosikazi Kamala Harris laye ngumsekeli kamongameli oqala ukuthi abe ngowesifazane ophatha lesi sikhundla khonapha eMelika. Yebo-ke siyathaba-ke mav, I wonder how much time we have left.
We have only 5 minutes, but we can turn to our guest just also if she can give us her take on some of these appointments we are seeing happening.
Can you hear us?
Oh, I didn't get the question again.
Oh, yes. But for now, could you also tell us what your organization is doing at home to help people under this COVID-19 pandemic? We know you are a pastor, but also have another organization that assists people at home. Do you have any new programs? Just in brief.
We are trying to start funding. That's the thing that we are looking towards to raise grow vegetables, take care of cows and goats, so that we can raise money to help with the medicine, because we know that there's some old people that they can't afford to buy medicine. So we try to see the other things that we can do practical back home. So we finished now drilling the borehole, will be coming up soon. So then we can start growing vegetables and sell them, and then that money can go to help them. And we're still helping with food as well.
Yes, and which area is that where you start the farming activities, where you've drilled the borehole, and how is the project progressing?
It's in Lupani, just between Lupani and Jocholo. It's in a rural area. That village, not lots of people have been, there's not much help. And so then that's what we're trying to do as well, buy uniform for children that don't have uniform and their school shoes as well. Just going in and help the village that no one has ever been there before.
Okay.
But I think we have a video that we can show that came in from Zimbabwe regarding today's vaccinations and what was going on when President or VP Constantino Chiwenga actually went to have his first COVID-19 vaccination in Harare. So let's take a look at what was going on there. The audio might be a little bit muted, but let's hear. So we are seeing there the vice president arriving at the center where he was to get his vaccination. That's in Harare today. But for now, start, because time is not on our side, we just have a minute to wrap up. If you can just give us your wrap up.
Okay, yes, marvelous. Singagashugani, can you bring Isapa? We just give her 30 seconds.
He has unfortunately dropped.
Anyway, we would like to say thank you to our guests who are here with us today, where we looked at COVID cases, women empowerment, and other issues like survival issues under this pandemic and taking the vaccines. We would like to thank Ms. Judith Isabel Dlamini, a pastor, a Zimbabwean in the UK, and an activist who's helping people at home with some projects, and also some Zimbabweans who are based in the UK with counseling sessions and other issues. And over to you, Marvelous.
So coming here from you, I'm here in Washington, D.C. Let's talk. Ngati kurukurei ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye. Ndiri mu Washington, so you have a very good night.